Hey, what's up, guys? It's Luke here, and...
Jeremy!
And...
Mackenzie.
And today is our first episode of a new series we are calling Party Podcasting Palooza, and today's topic is all about Christmas.
Yeah, so today we're going to talk about some of the best games you should get for Christmas or under the tree or to get somebody under
the
tree.
Oh.
Good one. So Mackenzie didn't tell us what the topics were.
And I'm never going to tell.
Until just now. He's not going to tell us what the rest of the topics are.
So... we're going to start off the conversation kind of with the best games of 2013. And we'll kind of move into what people should get for Christmas and what you think will be a good game for 2014 and stuff
okay.
to come. So I'm looking at an article from Time Magazine, and it has the top 10 games of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And to them, number three is... Pokemon X and Y.
Yeah. I
so
hate
what
Pokemon.
Do you guys think about the
wait,
number
wait,
three?
What was number one?
We'll get there. Right now we're at number three.
I dislike Pokemon with a passion. I don't know why. It's just one of those games.
I really agree with Luke on this. I absolutely hate Pokemon.
I love Pokemon.
I feel like the game has
every rendition
died.
Of Pokemon.
No.
Pokemon Academy, Pokemon Ranger, Pokemon... Pikachu edition.
Pokemon drawings, Pokemon cupcakes.
Ever since I remember, like, with the Nintendo, like, what was it called?
64.
Not Nintendo 64, the handhelds. Game Boys. And,
Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, the Game Boy Advance. I remember playing that and playing Pokemon, and that was probably the best, like, the peak of Pokemon. It's completely died ever since that.
Actually, for the Game Boy Advance, it was, Sapphire and Ruby, right? And Emerald? People consider that the worst generation of Pokemon.
Well, I mean... to me, it seems like the best, because Pokemon lately has just... completely died off.
It's just one of those series that just keeps going on and on and on.
Yeah, and people still play it.
Yeah, like what is that? I know there's another game.
Honestly,
yeah,
the people who play Pokemon,
because there's like 718 Pokemon, right?
For me, people who play Pokemon don't know how to play good games. I totally disagree with putting it at number three for the entire year, because I haven't even heard of X and Y in general. The one below that is called the game's called Gone Home. Never even seen that either.
Wait, that's number two?
That's number four.
Oh, okay. Well, never heard of that game.
Yeah, neither.
That's a game where,
like,
where it's
just...
like a it's
Are you going
it's
home?
It's supposed to be like this real engine kind of game, and like you're just in this house and you kind of create your own storyline, and it's got like this really good physics engine where you can interact with everything in the house. But
right.
So you could talk to a chair.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Here's the description it has for number four, Gone Home. We've all had the feeling of uneasiness and being home alone in the dark and being spooked of a sound of our own house settling. Of bounding upstairs just a tiny bit faster after we've turned off the downstairs lights for the night.
Ooh, sounds like an orgy.
It sounds like a ripoff of Slenderman.
It looks like somebody built it in a Unity engine. Okay. But it's not a horror game.
Unity's absolute shit, by the way. Okay.
And you're
number
right.
Three. You're number three.
I'm looking at the reviews right now. With the exception of Eurogamer, they're all like incredibly high.
Right.
4.5, 8.5, 9.5 out of 10. I'm sorry, 4.5 out of 5. 8.5 out of 10, 9.5 out of 10, 5 out of 5, 9.5 out of 10, 85 out of 100. 10 out of 10 by the Financial Post.
Who the fuck is that?
It was also announced
Time
on
Magazine,
September 11th.
So it's probably not even somebody who's into games. He just like takes a look at the ratings and just posts like what the top 10 is. Okay, right. So moving on to number 2. For Time Magazine, they put number 2 for 2013 is Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
I have never played the game, but I would like to play
it. Haven't played it?
These games, like, just came out.
Right, I haven't played the game yet. But from watching the preview and watching from some gameplay from some YouTube channels, it looks like a fucking awesome game.
Didn't Assassin's Creed, like, 3 just come out, though?
Right. Yeah, right, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, I stole Assassin's Creed 3 was shit, though.
Yeah, like, I stole it from Jeremy, and I played through halfway, and I just kind of got bored with it.
Yeah, like, imagine having Assassin's Creed, but then taking out all the assassinations in the sword battles and adding in guns. Okay.
But the guns suck.
Not like assault rifles, like flintlock rifles. Okay, so it takes you like a minute to reload.
With and then Assassin's Creed 3...
It takes you like 30 seconds to aim, so each kill takes about 2 minutes. Okay.
All right, Jeremy. We got it. But
with Assassin's Creed 3, it's kind of like the majority of your time is taken up with the storyline. It's not like the Assassin's
Ben
Creed
Ben Franklin
before
is
that.
The weirdest cameo ever in a video game.
What's the Assassin's Creed before that? Because that game was amazing.
Assassin's Creed...
Revelations.
Revelations,
that's it.
That's the
Such
only
awesome
one I
game.
Didn't play.
That was the best Assassin's Creed, let alone from the first one.
You think so?
Incredible.
I played 1, I played all the way through 1, I played all the way through 2, like every one. When I finished the first one, I thought best game ever. When I finished the second one, I thought this one topped the first one, best game ever. When I finished Brotherhood, which was the third one, I thought topped the second one, best game ever.
Right.
I didn't play Revelations just because I'm an idiot. But so I skipped a 3 because it's supposed to start a new storyline, kind of.
Yeah.
And, oh, God, I was disappointed. I got maybe 10% of the way in.
Yeah, they focused way too much on the storyline.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't freely
it was too hard to
buy shit.
If you weren't taking notes from the beginning of the first game, you were lost.
But apparently with Black Flag, like, looking at the preview and everything, you can, like, raid islands and you have your own, like, pirate ship and shit because you're
apparently you manage
a pirate.
Your ship.
All right, Mackenzie, before you say the number one game, me and Jeremy are both going to guess.
Yeah, and right? I'll make my opinion of what I think the first game should be, too.
All right, well, you're just going to give it away. But hands down, GTA 5.
Definitely GTA 5.
Really?
Best game of the year. Even though it came out, when did it come out? Like 2 months ago? 3 months ago? Yeah.
2 months ago, I don't know. But definitely best game.
Well, we're in December, right? So like 3 months ago.
This game's going to be played for the next 5 years until...
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised we haven't seen it announced on next-gen consoles like Xbox One and PS4 yet.
Let's not forget, the beginning of 2013, they announced Skyrim.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Did they?
Yeah.
2013?
Really?
Yeah.
No, you're a liar. That was 2012.
You're a liar. That is a liar. It came out in 2011.
No.
I'll look it up right now.
Yeah, I don't believe you won.
It was released in 2000. You're talking about the Legendary Edition.
Oh, 2011. Yeah, you're right.
The Legendary Edition was released in 2013.
That's right. That's the one I got, so that may be why I thought that.
Okay.
But that was an incredible game.
Well, now that we know Mackenzie knows nothing about games, the number one game.
The number one pick is... So this guy actually knows a little bit about games because his number one pick was Grand Theft Auto 5.
Bet.
Wow.
I knew it.
I agree. I played that a few times at a friend's house, and that is an amazing game.
Yeah. Like Grand Theft Auto 4 was great.
I'm going to make a nice comparison. GTA 5...
Grand Theft Auto Vice City, I will play forever.
No, but like for me, GTA 5 to GTA... Like once I played Grand Theft Auto 5, I could not go back to Grand Theft Auto 4.
Really?
And it just is a humongous step for Rockstar and what they did.
I thought they could have so much room for error. And when they released it and I played it at a friend's house, it just seems like everything works. There's not too many glitches when you first start out with the game. But it enhances the gameplay, and that's something really hard to do. After you have like a peak, like Grand Theft Auto 4, releasing Grand Theft Auto 5 just totally smoked that out of the water, and that's something really hard to do.
Yeah, I feel like with Grand Theft Auto V, they combined the best of all of their games. So, like Grand Theft Auto IV, they took the best elements out of that. They took the best elements out of Red Dead Redemption and Max Payne 3. Like, right. even something as simple as the gun wheel, which was in Max Payne 3, and the mostly just the combat from Max Payne 3, and the kind of like entirely free world open environment of Red Dead Redemption, but uh-huh. still like the Grand Theft Auto element from Grand Theft Auto 4. It's just a combination for a perfect game.
The one thing I have to say I don't like about Grand Theft Auto 5 is the cheats and how you can get the cheats.
What you do don't mean? Like having to type them in every time?
Yeah, no, I don't like that. I like having it in my phone already.
I see what you mean.
I like to type it in once.
Yeah, that's
understandable.
And just
be done with it. But instead, you have to like click all these buttons really fast and get it right every single
time.
That's true.
It's kind of awkward with the Xbox One.
Right, and sometimes if you're in like a high pursuit chase and you want to cheat the hell out of it and you want to spawn a helicopter, it's extremely hard to do.
Yeah, I see that.
But let alone, it is a badass city.
In Vice City, in Grand Theft Auto Vice City, which is one of my favorite games of all time, the amount of cheat codes you could type in and how easy they flow across the thing, and I know we're talking entirely about cheat codes right now, like the way it just flows across the fingers, it seemed really easy. And now going into Grand Theft Auto 5, it's just kind of like it's like picking up a completely new system.
It's like waking up and having your two front teeth.
It's like waking up and learning how to use legs again.
Oh, okay.
Also, there needs to be more cheat codes for blowing up more cars.
I agree.
Right. So,
okay, so I'm looking at
the number one game of the year.
With GTA 5, I'm looking at some of the reviews, and it just dominates with 10 out of 10s. Computer and Video Games, 10 out of 10. Edge, 10 out of 10. Game Informer, 9.75 out of 10. GameSpot, 9 out of 10. IGN, 10 out of 10. It just seems to be across the board, everyone loves this game. And
I definitely think once they kick out all the kinks in their online experience, their multiplayer with like, some people, I've heard some people have had to wait like 6 hours to log in online. I don't know why anyone would want to wait 6 hours. There's like, they also haven't fixed glitches where you can make millions of monies really quickly.
Right.
And instead of fixing it, they've just been banning people who've been doing that, which kind of seems anti-intuitive. And then, I don't know. I've had pretty good experience with the online. It starts out slow, but I guess if you get levels faster, there needs to be a way to level up faster so you can unlock more things.
Because
it seems like it's not about the money in the online. It's about being a high enough level so you can actually buy things.
Right. It's a little different.
Right.
Looking, it seems like we're not the only ones who enjoy the game and or completely suck in the game, because in the first 24 hours it reported to have $800 million.
Wow.
And in the first 3 days, $1 billion US.
Wow.
So it seems to have a very positive thing. I bet what's the company that makes it?
Rockstar.
They are just making a pool and bathing in cash.
Yeah.
It's true. But that
also is an extremely bad thing, because if you look at it, if you hit it like a streak like this where you make two amazing games, what's next? Like, what are they going to produce
that's
next?
That's true. You've raised the bar. Now you have to kind of live up to that standard.
Right. And when did they release Grand Theft Auto 4?
God.
Fucking 2009? 2010?
A long ass time ago. In the game developing world, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And, like, are they going to make a Grand Theft Auto 6 another 5 years from now? And from there, where will the gaming community be?
Right. So Grand Theft Auto 4 came out in 2008.
Wow.
So that's pretty good because I played it all the way up until last year. Right. Until Grand Theft Auto 5 came out.
It never got boring.
Yeah, right. I know.
And especially... this is what I want to ask you before I get into what I'm going to talk about with Grand Theft Auto 4. Luke, you own Grand Theft Auto 5 on the Xbox, right?
Si, senor.
And Mackenzie, you played it at a friend's house, right? That was probably on
Xbox. Wait. How is this possible? Mackenzie doesn't have friends.
I do, too, have friends, Luke. If anybody could fight on this who doesn't have friends, it's you, Luke.
Really?
So before we get
Jeremy there, has Rebecca. Who do you have?
You have Ellen. I'll give you that. You have Ellen.
Luke, a big thing with Grand Theft Auto 4 was the mods
I love that.
On the computer.
Yeah.
Would you buy Grand Theft Auto 5 again on the computer just so you can get the mods?
Maybe. I won't buy it for the mods. I would just buy it. Since I'm becoming more of a PC user instead of Xbox and stuff like that.
All our friends are.
Yeah, it'd just be nice to have that because it's just such an enjoyable game.
Yeah. I can honestly say that I just stopped playing Xbox last year.
I play it occasionally. I play Ghosts and stuff like that. I do play occasionally. But...
Like the only reason why I would play Xbox now is because of Grand Theft Auto 5. That's the only reason why I would play online. Sometimes I do go back to some of my favorite games like Halo 3.
To be honest, I'm kind of using Xbox like how I use Facebook now. It's kind of like something you go on occasionally and you go on to do like the mainstream stuff. Like what Facebook offers, like chatting somebody. So if I haven't talked to somebody in a really long time and they're on Facebook, I chat them. Kind of like the same thing with Xbox.
Yeah.
And they just keep adding more shit that nobody cares about.
Right. And with the release of Xbox One, it's basically almost a legacy system. That it's outdated. It's old. It's a dinosaur.
So now I ask you guys the question.
Like your Skype picture.
We're bringing up... Like, we're bringing up Xbox and everything. Should you get a PS4 or an Xbox for Christmas?
It seems like the one that's coming out on top right now is PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
I completely disagree with that.
Yeah?
I think that the Xbox is going to do better in the long run. And judging from reviews from technology YouTube channels, it seems like... Yeah. They all say that the Xbox works a lot better than the PS4 because the PS4 apparently takes hours to set up, or at least an hour, and Xbox takes 20 minutes, 10 minutes.
Right.
And to them, it seems like from watching what they have to say, like Ty's iPhone Help and Soldier Knows Best, some of those YouTube channels, it seems like they favor Xbox One over PS4, just overall, like, I don't know, what is it called? Workload? Like, work efficiency? Yeah. It seems like the Xbox works 10 times better than the PS4.
I mean, I'd definitely rather play and have an Xbox over a PS4. It's just...
It's just that right now, it kind of seems like from face value, the PS4 would definitely be better.
Yeah.
But I think Mackenzie's right that in the long run, the Xbox is going to definitely outlast the PlayStation 4.
Because if you think about it...
There's basically just better hardware.
Yeah, and if you think about it, a bunch of titles use Xbox over PS4. So in the next year, like, all these titles are going to move over to the Xbox One, and people are going to eventually begin to upgrade to the Xbox One. But do you guys think you should get it for a Christmas present, or do you think you should wait and kind of wait for summer or next Christmas to get it?
I don't think it's ever going to drop in price. I honestly don't think it will.
You always want to wait with a new console because there's always new bugs they have to fix.
Not only that, but there always is the chance that it does drop the price.
With the Xbox, with the Xbox 360, it took them basically 4 years to get it to, like, an actual, like, we don't have to patch anything because it runs smoothly enough that, you know, we're not getting thousands of complaints a day.
Right.
Right. And, that was a problem with the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360. That doesn't really seem to be a problem now, but that's probably just because not a whole lot of people have picked up. Well, actually, PlayStation sold already 2 million units, and Xbox is right behind it because they had a later release date.
Right.
So I don't know how that's going to work out. I don't know if we're going to repeat history, or if they sent out a system that they were ready for. A big problem with the Xbox 360 was the red ring, right?
Mm-hmm. That's
so true. We haven't really seen anything like that
they
yet.
They still have the problem with the red ring.
Do they really with the Xbox One?
Absolutely. I still see complaints on Reddit and stuff about the damn red ring. They never got rid of it. I remember with my old Xbox last year, before I replaced it with another used Xbox 360, I had to heat it up in a towel every single time the red rings happened. Yeah,
it's to like remelt the solder or something.
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's kind of ridiculous.
It's actually kind of annoying, not ridiculous.
Also, if you see posts, and they look like very real graphics. If you see posts that say like you can make your Xbox One backwards compatible to play Xbox 360 games, don't do those. That'll break your system. they look like very legitimate instructions.
Have you had any experience, Jeremy?
No, I don't have an Xbox One. I don't have a PlayStation 4. I'm waiting.
Jeremy.
Yeah, it enables dev kit mode, and that just breaks your system.
Is it just me, or is people moving over to
PS4?
PC gaming over console gaming?
I definitely think in the background we're seeing the looming PC kind of tower over.
I agree.
Especially since, like, why would you want to buy... How much is the Xbox One?
500.
500, and... What's the PS4? 600?
400.
400? Okay. Well, I guess that's... I remember when the PS3 came out, that was $600.
What?
Okay. Yeah. Why would somebody want to... Like, I guess they're doing better with the prices. They're finding that market equilibrium. But, you know, why would you want to spend that much money on a console when you can just, like, upgrade your graphics card and your RAM on your computer, and you have basically a top of the line computer system.
Not only that, like, I feel like the PC gaming community has grown tremendously ever since people discovered modding. And I feel like games like Garry's Mod and Minecraft and all those games where modding is a really, really big thing, it kind of boosted or rebirthed the PC gaming community.
Yeah.
And with softwares like Steam especially has completely changed the PC gaming industry.
Yeah, cuz how much is it for a game on Steam? It like
the varies.
The
it's like iTunes. It's like iTunes no one ever thought that the music industry would ever go through a computer like it is now, like with iTunes.
Right.
So it was so this, like, big complicated
with Steam,
thing.
Was and the amount of games they cater to, and like just the price alone, it's almost worth it. Like, how am I supposed to say this? Like, it's not worth it to not buy the game, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
It'd be cheaper to buy the game than not buy the game.
And it's kind
of... If that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, it's kind of like... before iTunes came out, it was so difficult to get music onto your computer. You had to use that, like, what, Winamp thing? I remember using that, and that was a pain in the ass.
You had to, like, put your CD into your drive, and then you had to wait for it to download.
And with, oh my god, Jeremy.
And then you had to run dial-up with that nice dial-up connection.
Why the hell are you holding up, like, sriracha with, like, a really sexual face?
What? Oh, are you on Facebook right now?
I'm on Facebook and I'm looking at.
So that was the first time I tried sriracha.
Where can I find this picture?
Just go on Facebook. Okay, all right, we're getting off topic, but do you see it?
Yeah.
So, for your opinions, let's just go down the line. Yes or no? Should you buy a PS3 or PS4? Or Xbox One for a Christmas present for yourself or for your friend. Do you think it's time?
No.
Jeremy.
No.
Time for what?
Luke.
Time for what?
To buy an Xbox One console. Or a PS4.
No.
You don't think it's time?
No.
I think it honestly depends on the person.
Yeah. I guess
I mean, if you want to drop $500 on a system that's not going to work for 3 more years, that's fine.
I think Xbox is kind of having this problem lately because
especially when they were announcing the consoles and they were like, "Oh, you always have to be connected online."
Yeah.
Well,
they kind of butchered their announcement.
They had a lot of PR problems. It was like, you always have to be connected online to play.
They butchered their announcement. They butchered their big reveal.
Right.
They butchered it.
Yeah. But
you know what I'm still excited about? And a lot of people, it doesn't seem like people have the hype about this as much as they should, especially online, is Steven Spielberg directing that Halo Forward Unto Dawn television show.
What?
You didn't hear about that?
Oh.
Steven Spielberg is directing a Halo like Reach television television show.
Right. Really? It's supposed to be a miniseries.
It's gonna be
on Netflix.
And it's gonna be televised.
Is it gonna be straight up cable?
That's what I heard, and looking online, that's what they're saying.
Huh.
But it will be on Netflix too.
Wow.
Anyway, so what do you guys think? We'll go with each of you. What do you guys think should be the number one thing gamers should get for Christmas?
Jeremy can go first.
Grand Theft Auto 5. I haven't gotten it yet.
Great. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. I think
we're in agreement that Grand Theft Auto 5 is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 5 or Minecraft?
It did just come out on PS3.
They should buy our 1 month membership to our server. get pre-orders.
Sponsor. Server's coming along there.
Yeah.
So
Luke,
yeah.
Looking forward to 2014, I want to ask you, since you own this big YouTube channel or this up and coming YouTube channel with over 550 subscribers?
I don't know.
What is your main goal for 2014, this year, this upcoming year?
Pretty much fuck bitches.
Okay.
Yeah, you can edit that part out if you want.
No, I'm keeping that in there. But what is your main goal? Like, what do you want subscriber wise? Where do you want to be?
More interaction. I'm glad I'm making the server, and I think the server, if we make it correct, will be a big boost in this YouTube channel.
Do you think you're going to hit over 1,000 subscribers this year?
Like by 2015?
By 2015.
You've only got 1 week
left. I don't want to jinx it, but yes, I believe so.
Knock on wood.
1, 2, 3. All right, I got it.
What do you think is a realistic goal long term for your YouTube channel?
My long term goal for YouTube is to never stop.
keep going.
Whether it be, like, I don't know if I'm going to keep uploading on this channel forever, but my goal is to always upload YouTube videos on YouTube, whether it be gaming, podcasts, or commentaries of stuff. I don't know. It's just my goal is to do YouTube for the rest of my life.
I think it's agreeance, like, us three, when YouTube will never, like, separate from our lives. Like, I easily, no matter what I'm doing during the day, I always find time to, like, watch 10 videos from my subscription list. And I have, like, a schedule planned out of, like, what YouTube videos I'm watching what days.
All right.
So, yeah, Grand Theft Auto 5. Fucking
with
awesome.
The, with the Steam winter sale right now.
There's a winter sale?
Yeah, there's a winter sale.
Hot dog. Sale.
So with the winter sale, Far Cry 3, which came out last year, is now $7.49.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
wait, we got like a minute left. Just, we got like a minute
back
left.
To it that it's,
you have a minute
it's
left?
More,
uh-oh.
What? No, we have a minute left because I want to keep it under 30 minutes.
What? Okay. It's more worth it for me to buy it than not buy it. All
right, Jeremy, shut your mouth.
I don't know. I might play it later. All right, goodbye,
Jeremy,
everyone.
So, final thoughts.
Grand Theft Auto 5 is looking, the way to go this Christmas.
Looking forward to 2014. What do you think is going to be kind of like the spotlight for the gaming community?
Elder Scrolls Online.
The Steam
and the
box.
Announcement
we didn't talk about Steam
Fallout
box.
4.
I think
and Fallout 4.
Elder Scrolls
Steam
Online
box
is getting all
4.
This hype. I don't think it'll be like as good as they're saying it's going to be.
What, the Steam box?
No, Elder Scrolls. I believe
what?
With McKenzie, but I feel like they can pull it off.
What are you guys talking about?
Elder Scrolls Online. I don't even know when that's coming out. I don't even think it's is it coming
I know,
out
I know.
Here?
They keep hyping it, but I don't even know what the release date is.
What? I've never even heard of it until just now.
I only remember seeing it at PAX East.
Oh, no, dude, that was Dungeons & Dragons.
No, there was Elder Scrolls Online.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're making Elder Scrolls Online.
You didn't get to play it. It was just like a trailer. But yeah.
Isn't Fallout 4 coming out?
It's rumored to be announced this year, or this
okay.
next year.
So Fallout 4 is going to define the generation. It's going to be better. It's going to be bigger than Grand Theft Auto 5, I hope.
Maybe.
Also, Steambox, not what we wanted really. It's just a Linksys system in a box.
Four more years.
All right.
So we all can agree that Grand Theft Auto 5.
Grand Theft Auto 5 is the game
5.
Of the year. No problem. Applause
the
to
year.
Them.
And it's the way to go this year for a Christmas present, whether
Absolutely.
It be on the PC, Xbox 360, or PS3.
That's the game to get. All right.
Yep.
So, Luke, go ahead and close it out.
Close out of what? So, thank you guys for watching. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you did, please leave a like and give us some more suggestions for what we should do a podcast on. In the near future, we might have people join as guests. So.
Yes, easily. We're going to have guests.
Stay tuned. And say goodbye, Jeremy.
Bye-bye.
Say goodbye, Mackenzie.
Really quick, that competition, your server competition.
I'll put Tell a link in the that. Description of the video.
Yeah, so be sure you guys do that. The winner will be able to have a Skype
Full
call
access
with
to
us
the server before it even opens.
During one of our podcasts, we'll do an interview with him.
Yeah, and you'll do the interview. So yeah, thank you guys for watching, right. And we'll see you guys in my next video.
I'm Mackenzie.
I'm Jeremy.
That's Jeremy.
I'm Lukey Wookie.
And Lukey Wookie. And we'll see you guys, what, next week?
Next week.
On
next
Christmas.
Week.
No, this is Christmas. This is upload on Christmas Day. Oh, yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy
right.
New Year.
Merry Christmas. Have a good Christmas.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Love what you. Is this podcast called? I don't even know what we
called it. Podcast Palooza.
Wait, no, yeah, Party Podcast.
That's the name we're going with for now.
All right, so this is Party Podcast Palooza. I'm Mackenzie.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Loki Wokey, signing
and
off.
And we will see you guys next week.